This is Ozarks at Large. Next month, Bentonville sets aside the entire 30 days of June for its Arts and Culinary Festival. There will be the annual art walk, special events inside galleries and at restaurants, and throughout the month, there will also be music. Andy Green, the productions manager with Downtown Bentonville Incorporated, says organizers saw the month as a chance to put a spotlight on jazz.
Not that all of it will be just that, but there's very few opportunities for us to present some of the tremendous regional talent there is in both live settings, outdoors, indoors, some intimate, some not so intimate.
Robert Ginsburg, the founder and president of the North Arkansas Jazz Society and the host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz program each Friday and Saturday night, has helped create the month's programs, including a series of intimate jazz performances called Notes at Night. Notes at Night will be held each Thursday night in June at a downtown restaurant.
And the press room is the perfect venue for that. It's very small, very intimate. In fact, there were several nights it was hard to even get in the door. And so we're putting small ensembles in there. And the room has its challenges, but it's not unlike a lot of the rooms that I've been to in New York City, where it's like a lot of the physical elements are all wrong, but the room works. The Village Vanguard being a perfect example. It's kind of an L-shaped room, and there's not much more space than what a trio could occupy in there.
As is the case with most of the musical events in Bentonville in June, the Notes at Night concerts are free. Recently, Andy Green and Robert Ginsburg came to our studio to talk about the musicians they've lined up for the Arts and Culinary Festival and not talk about some surprises they're still working on. I asked Robert first about the Notes at Night lineup.
Every Thursday in June, there'll be a jazz or jazz-related performance, and we've got some great acts in there, starting with a group that's out of St. Louis called Silver Freak. And these are guys, a couple of these guys I actually grew up with. St. Louis is my hometown. But
we let them in anyway.
Yeah. They let them in anyway, right. And they're all guys about my age that have been making music for collectively probably 150 years. And it's a really eclectic mix of what they do, because the leader of this group is a guy named Al Oxenhandler. And he plays drums, he sings, he dances, although he's not going to dance in this context. But when we were growing up, we primarily listened to soul music, Motown and that kind of stuff. And Alan was listening to that, but he was one of these guys that was listening to Prez Prado and George Shearing and Frank Sinatra, and he started singing along with them. So there's three guys in this group. It's a trio, a great piano player named Kurt Landis, who's also a singer, a fantastic guitar player, who is also a singer, and Al Ox. So there's great three-part harmonies. So it should be a really interesting show. But this performance is going to be a club-oriented, more straight-ahead jazz thing. They're also going to appear for one of the first Fridays.
Yeah, they'll appear the next night on the stage outside on the square. So we'll give them a chance to use the repertoire that maybe isn't so conducive to an intimate nightclub jazz experience, and experiment with some of the music that he talked about, the range of material that they cover.
That's the 7th.
The 7th.
And Hogtown Hot Club is going to open for him. So that'll be quite an interesting
evening. And I think we probably still have one surprise left to go on that roster. I've got something I'm cooking with and trying to figure out if we can add it up and make it work. And then on the 8th, we'll add some additional artists to the roster on the stage by Farmer's Market. And that'll be Ben Harris Trio. You all know Ben. He plays here in the Fayetteville Jazz Collective. And I think Adams Collins is going to play with him as well on that trio. And then Roby Pantol with the bass player. He has yet to be named. And Stephen and Bonnie Turner will play Saturday the 8th. This will be Saturday during the day. Start midday about 10 o'clock and go through till about 2. And then the Notes at Night series continues on the following Thursday.
We're going to bring R.J. Michaud back. He was there last year. And, of course, that's more in the realm of the blues, but inseparable from jazz, really. And I missed that show last year, but I heard he rocked the house.
He rocked the house.
It was amazing. He always does. He always does.
Great show.
So RJ will be there for the press room notes at night, the Thursday the 13th. And then Adams Collins Trio. And Adams is a Fayetteville native who went to the university, got a degree. He even taught at the university for a while. And he has a great trio that he performs with. So they'll be at Notes at Night at the press room on the 20th. And then, Andy, you've got The Road to Essence on the Square coming.
That's a surprise. That's another surprise.
Andy's got all these surprises. It's like, stay tuned.
You can't just tell everybody everything. It's no fun to reveal all right away. There's a possibility that we'll have a very surprise, a very interesting surprise coming in mid-June. You mentioned The Road to Essence. It's part of that festival. But I can't reveal who the artists are yet, but we'll let you know as soon as we can confirm that for you.
And then the final Notes at Night on the 27th will be one of Northwest Arkansas's favorite, Claudia Burson and her trio. The thing about Claudia and her, and anyone that has seen her would agree, is she has risen above technique. Mm-hmm. She has technique and she knows music. But the place that her music comes from is just soulful and heartfelt, and it's always, she always swings. So her trio, which can be heard regularly at Copeland's up in Rogers, they do a Sunday gig, and now they're doing a Friday gig here in Fayetteville
at the Chancellor.
So she'll close it out at the press room, and that'll be fun on June 27th. And then we get to the end of June, the 30th.
Yeah, we have a closing party, and it's another one of those. I can't tell you who it is because I don't know who's going to play it.
It's even a surprise to Andy.
That one will be a surprise to all of us.
Well, this one.
Because I don't know who we're going to.
Actually, I know who this one is, but I can't tell right now.
Oh, you can't. I might mention two other. There's a couple of other things that are going to happen at some of our partners, program partners' venues. Cali Soul will be playing at Crystal Bridges on the evening of June 7th after you visit First Friday. And then John Two Hawks, who is a Grammy and Emmy nominated musician, world musician, will be playing at Norberta Philbrook's Gallery on June 8th at 2 to 4, 6 to 8, it looks like. So there's another couple of music gems that you might want to take in if you're up there in Bentonville.
Andy Green is the productions manager with Downtown Bentonville Incorporated. We also heard from Robert Ginsburg. You can learn much more about the musical events scheduled throughout Bentonville for the June Arts and Culinary Festival by going to the website downtownbentonville.org.